Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. St. Bernard's Catholic School is celebrating their 100-year anniversary. The school was founded in 1912 by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange. The sisters went on to found St. Joseph Hospital in 1920. St. Bernard's is a private Catholic college preparatory school with grades preschool through 12th grade. There are a total of 320 students enrolled, 170 of which are in high school. St. Bernard's is accredited by the Western Association of School and Colleges. The education a student receives at St. Bernard's is of the highest quality. This is achieved with an extremely motivated administration and faculty that prepares their students for college. The faculty-to-student ratio is 1 to 14, which ensures the student is getting individual attention. This environment has a phenomenal success rate in placing their graduates in college, 98%. Yes, 98% of their graduates go on to attend a college or university. These students return to Humboldt County as well-educated, productive members of our society. There are doctors, lawyers, business owners, teachers, politicians, and many more professionals who make our lives better, who are graduates of St. Bernard's. With that said, there's also a misconception that only the rich can afford to send their children to St. Bernard's. This isn't the case. There are numerous scholarships available to pay some or all of a student's tuition. The administration will sit down with any parent and discuss the many options available to to families' individual financial needs. St. Bernard's holds one major fundraiser every year. Their annual cash bash will be held this Friday, April 27th at the high school gym. The theme for this year's event is a night in Vegas. The tickets are only $135 each. This gets you two savory tri-tip dinners with all the trimmings, two drink tickets, a live aerial dance performance, a magician, fun-filled gambling from 5:30 to 7, auctions, and a chance to win a $10,000 grand prize. There's also a $500 cash prize, a $250 cash prize, and several $100 prizes to be awarded throughout the evening's festivities. There are a maximum of 400 tickets being sold. The live, silent, and Dutch auctions have some of the best items you'll come across in a fundraiser. There is a trip to Vegas, a wonderful vacation to Hawaii, two very cute and adorable lab puppies, a gun safe complete with guns inside, a crab feed for 20, a $1,200 patio set, a Squaw Valley vacation package, a Benbo Inn getaway complete with golf, dinner for eight at Shamish T-Bone, and much more. For $135, you can have a great dinner, a chance of some great cash prizes, and an opportunity to give back to a school that has been giving to Humboldt County for 100 years. The proceeds from this event will not only help with the operating expenses of the school, they will help fund the many scholarships available. To get tickets, you can call the school at 443-2735, or you can call Michelle Homan at 834-0473. If you feel your child isn't getting the small class attention they deserve and you would like to explore other options, give St. Bernard's Catholic School a call. There are many scholarships and financial aid packages available, and the administration will work with you and your family to try and make a quality education at St. Bernard's School affordable. Investing in your child's education is an investment in their future. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.